You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good morning and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day four coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage from this great event, you know, and we come here ostensibly to talk about innovation and technology and changing the world and saving humanity, but blah, blah, blah. You and I come to the show for one reason. It's to talk to our next guest, one of our favorites, a member of the Water Online Radio Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame, the induction's already occurred. I'll tell you, we have repeat guests, and then we have Maury.
And then we have Maury. We'll say hello to our returning guest. His name is Maury Gaston. He's the manager of marketing services of American Ductile Iron Pipe and American Spiral Weld Pipe. Maury, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Todd, and thank you, Todd. It's our pleasure to be here again.
We were planning to talk about water, but we're not. We're going to talk about football.
Oh, okay.
Any games in the last 6 months or so that were worth watching?
Well, there were many, and there's one in particular that you and I have a common interest in. And congratulations.
Thank you. I was waiting.
That was harder than you thought it was going to be, wasn't it?
I kind of choked on that congratulations. But the Florida State Seminoles had a great year, and the Auburn Tigers are pleased with their season as well. I say, wait till next year.
There you say it. But, you know, I understand that you're a winner, too. Walk us through this Auburn Alumni Engineering Council award you got.
Well, the Alumni Engineering Council at Auburn University advises the dean, and the college did say that I had been a reasonably good mechanical engineering alumnus, and they recognized that this year, and it was very gratifying.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you for noticing that.
Now, Todd, I look at Maury. Can you believe he's got 32 years
32
in this
years.
Industry? Hard to believe. He looks like he's 31.
Aren't you involved in some leadership role here at AWWA? Tell us about that, too, please.
Yes. It has been 32 years with the company. I've worked in five offices literally across the country and have been back at our headquarters now for 17 years. It's been a very gratifying time. It's great to have friends in the industry literally all across the country. And the committee that you're talking about is the AWWA A21 committee. It governs all ductile iron products, and I chair Subcommittee 1, which deals specifically with pipe design and pipe manufacture. You know, iron pipe was the first pipe material to receive a standard here with AWWA, and the entire industry developed uniform dimensions around iron pipe. Around iron pipe. How's that for a pun?
Nothing less than I would have expected. Tell us more about that. I mean, there's some thought behind the pun.
Well, sure. Iron pipe's outside diameters became the industry norm so that pipe and fittings and valves and hydrants could all mate together with good joints. And then as other pipe materials developed, different wall thicknesses between different materials resulted in different inside diameters within those standard outside diameters. And since ductile iron is the strongest pipe material available, the inside diameter of iron pipe is larger than the inside diameter of other pipe materials, such as plastic in particular. That larger inside diameter means it takes less energy to pump the same amount of water through iron pipe than through other pipe materials.
Okay, well, I get it, but what about friction inside the pipe?
Well, that's a very insightful question, Todd. A lot of people ask about that. Cement-lined iron pipe has a friction factor of 140. It's been proven in field tests and published in journal AWWA. The cement lining is governed by standard C105 and is the default lining in the pipe standard. Cement lining of iron pipe solved the tuberculation issue almost 100 years ago. And while plastic pipe does have a slicker friction factor, the larger inside diameter of iron pipe more than compensates for that, so that overall it takes less energy to pump the same amount of water through iron pipe than through plastic pipe.
All right, Maury, you know I like stories. Give us a case study.
Well, that's another good question, Todd, and it's very timely. The current issue of Journal AWWA has a case study of the 1,297-mile, 6-inch through 48-inch diameter pipe network within the Huntsville, Alabama water system. 96% of that footage is iron pipe, 35% being gray iron, and 61% ductile iron. The case study evaluated pumping costs in the as-built system and then calculated the pumping cost in a system of the same footages and diameters built of PVC pipe and nominal diameter concrete pipe.
Well, Huntsville, now, Maury, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a huge fan of the space program, named one of my companies after the Apollo 12 lunar lander, so I'm all into the space program. Huntsville is an integral part of that, and I think Space Camp is located there. Tell us more about Huntsville.
That's right. Huntsville is in North Alabama, and it's where the Space Camp is located and where the Saturn V rocket was developed. It's the home of intelligent and progressive engineers, the nation's best and brightest. The folks who built the Saturn V rocket that carried man to the moon and returned him safely to the Earth. Sound familiar from an old Boston guy?
Yes, it does.
Back to the study. Give us the gist of what that study told us.
Well, sure. The city of Huntsville has reduced their pumping costs by 10% by using iron pipe in their water system. In this case, the dollar savings are well over $500,000 each year.
$500,000. Now, see, every conversation we've had, Maury, you talk... Funding and budgets are so stretched. I mean, that's real money.
It sure is, Todd. Black & Veatch Consulting Engineers said in their recent industry report that energy accounts for 30% of the operational cost of a utility. A 10% reduction in that line item is a 3% reduction in the system's total cost. And that's really moving the needle. Some have said that as much as 4% of all the electricity generated in America today is used to deliver water. A 10% reduction in that amount really makes a difference.
Well, look, bottom line, I mean, the money is what matters. And talking $500,000 a year, that gets my attention. That's going to get everybody's attention. But what other implications are there?
Well, you've heard about the water energy nexus. And, of course, energy costs money. And that's what we've just talked about with a $500,000 annual savings for the city of Huntsville. But you can translate that energy savings into carbon equivalents. And in this particular case in Huntsville, those carbon equivalents translate to 1,045 automobiles on the road, more than 500,000 gallons of gasoline, 11,700 barrels of oil, 22 rail cars of coal, or the electricity required to power 690 homes for a full year. Those are real savings enjoyed by that community because they chose iron pipe.
You just don't recognize how impactful that can be, young buddy. You know, I mean, that's impressive stuff, Maury. Yeah, you know, but I want to hear more. What else is going on with iron pipe?
Well, sure. We have our new and improved polyethylene encasement here at the show this year. I spoke about it last year, and we have the product actually at our exhibit this year. It's three layers of co-extruded, low-density, virgin polyethylene fused into a single thickness of not less than 8 mils. The inner surface is infused with a high-tech blend of antimicrobial biocides, which mitigate against microbiologically influenced corrosion. It also has a volatile corrosion inhibitor to arrest galvanic cells. Polyethylene wrap has worked well for more than 50 years, and this advancement in chemistry and corrosion control makes a great product even better. That's something we're accustomed to in the iron pipe business and at American. We've got a sample of the V-Bio wrap over a pipe section at our exhibit here, and I invite everybody to stop by and take a look. We're at exhibit number 1116.
Well, 1116, I know you well enough to know that you've stuffed a whole lot more interesting stuff into that booth. What else you got over there?
Well, we sure have. We have our usual array of high-quality products ranging in diameters from 4 inches through 12 feet. Here at American, we make iron and steel pipe for water from 4 inches through 12-foot diameter. We have two brands of fire hydrants, the American Darling brand and the Waterous brand. We have spiral-welded steel pipe up to 12 feet. We make resilient wedge gate valves through 66 inches. We're a very widely diversified, to be redundant, manufacturer of high-tech, high-quality products for the water industry.
Well, that goes without saying. You know, how do you get the word out on this, Maury? I mean, a lot of information you just provided that is mind-blowing and really can be impactful on a community and have dramatic savings. And how do you get the word out on this?
Well, that's a great question. You know, media is changing. Your own program here is an advancement in delivering the message to the customer base. And we have also created a brand new media center on our website. This interview will be on that website as soon as you make it available to us, which I'm sure will be promptly.
We accept bribes.
Yes, sir. And you can subscribe to our news center through our website and get periodic updates about new products, interesting projects, industry topics such as the energy analysis that I mentioned concerning Huntsville. And if you come by our exhibit again at 11:16, sign up for the news page, you'll enter a chance to win an iPad.
Matt, lean back a little bit more. What else you got kicking around in your head there that our listeners would be interested in?
Well, sure. If anyone would like an energy analysis similar to the one we did for Huntsville on their existing pipeline network, they can let me know and we'll be happy to do it for you.
All right. Well, I want to work out a special deal. If you'll rig your iPad contest, I'll rig our iPad contest, and so we'll just swap iPads. Is that okay?
Well, that might not be bad because I don't personally have one yet, although everyone else in my household does.
Would you stop whining about that, Maury? By gosh, we'll chip in, take up a collection for you.
All right. Well, Maury, I hate to say it, but we are roughly out of time. Before we let you go, where can people learn more about American Cast Iron Pipe Company?
Well, sure. My email is mgaston@american-usa.com. My phone is 205-325-7803. And, of course, our website is www.american-usa.com.
Maury Gaston, one of our favorites. He's the manager of marketing services of American Ductile Iron Pipe and American Spiral Weld Pipe. Maury, my friend, always good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, Todd. It's always a pleasure.
We love having you.
Pleasure's ours. All right, that wraps up this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from Ace 14. We'll be right back.